MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, June 28, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures near 80, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 7:45 p.m. A water main break on Route 1 South in Saugus closed some traffic lanes for today's morning commute. Crews were on the scene making repairs before 6 a.m. today. Wenham's special election yesterday saw Deidre Perotti and Ben Timon take positions on the expanded Wenham Select Board. Timon was a 297-212 winner over Patrick Waddell for one of the seats, while Perotti ran uncontested for her seat. State officials were in Beverly last night for a presentation on the Hall-Whitaker Bridge construction project. This is one of the questions fielded by the state transportation officials.
Hello, I'm Andrea, and I thank you guys for being here tonight. I do want to ask a question that I may have missed, but I'm hoping for some clarification in terms of the timelines. And with the temporary bridge that is being proposed in alignment with the permanent bridge, I think I may have missed the discussion as to why we're not able to just go to the permanent bridge and cut down on the time that it's going to take, where we're building three bridges if we just build the two permanent bridges. If someone could just refresh, because I may have missed that in the discussion.
So the design of the permanent bridges is longer than the temporary bridge. So I think it makes perfect sense, I think, to build a temporary bridge because we can get that up faster. And not only that, but it will facilitate traffic movement and a reliable way to move traffic so that once the permanent bridge designs are done, we could build both of those bridges simultaneously rather than one at a time.
Residents expressed their frustration with the length of the project's timeline to replace the Hall-Whitaker Bridge and the Kernwood Bridge. Last night's hearing can be viewed on BevCam. Marblehead Select Board Chair Aaron Noonan led a meeting of state leaders and two committees in Marblehead on affordable and fair housing. The Daily Item reports today that Noonan presented a slideshow about the recent Marblehead projects and accomplishments. And most of the fish that washed up in Salem Harbor last week have been cleared thanks to tides and weather. The Salem News is reporting that the city may push the remaining fish back into the ocean or possibly remove them for composting. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Marlins last night, 10-1. The series will resume tonight. Speaking of tonight, the Aganis All-Star Football Game is at Manning Field this evening with a 6 p.m. kickoff. The game features top high school football seniors from the North Shore. This is South Coach Lou Ciccatelli, the head coach at Revere High School, on some of the stars that will be out tonight for the South.
Yeah, so there's so many of them. And, you know, some of the Peabody kids stick out, obviously. We've got Shea Lynch from PBD. He's one of our quarterbacks. And we also have Danny Barrett, wide receiver, from PBD. And the PBD kids have been doing great. Maximus Rizza from St. John's Prep. Jay Dooley from PBD. Where is he? I want to make sure I get, because these guys have been great. Welvis Acosta from Winthrop. My guy, Jason Shosho from Revere. And Kamari Ellaby, the quarterback from Everett. So these guys have been here every day, working hard. Costa Beechin from Bishop Fenwick. So some good names, some kids that shined, obviously, during the season. And it's just been a pleasure. We've had a blast. It's been one thing about these All-Star games, they're fun. You get to make, you know, new relationships with kids you didn't have a chance to, but they can be a lot of fun. So
the North team is coached by Salem High head football coach Matt Bouchard. He is pleased with his roster.
I think that North gets, you know, a number of schools that, you know, at Salem I got a chance to compete against. So going into, you know, this game, there was a lot of talent I was very keen to work with. And some talent that I've only seen on film and never, you know, really seen in person. So, you know, if you're talking about from a skill position perspective, you know, our rivals over at Beverly, we have Smalls and Sopp, two gentlemen that are very talented. You know, we have Nick Costa at the linebacker spot from Lynn Classical. You know, I think from a Maskinomit perspective in the running back spot, we have Will Shannon, you know, who we try to defend in the regular season. And it's nice to have him on our side going into this game. So I think if you look, you know, across the board, I think a lot of the talented kids that are in the North Shore, you know, I think, you know, the Gannis Foundation did a great job of, you know, selecting, you know, some of the best kids out there. And we've been really excited over the last 6 days to really work with these guys.
North and Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard. The Gannis game again kicks off tonight at 6 o'clock at Manning Field in Lynn. That is Sports Along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Here from North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.